This radio show is a paid placement.
It's time for Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, your retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Alan and Troy's team helps with the X's and O's of your financial plan, helping to make sure you have the winning playbook before the clock runs out on your working years. So let's drop the puck, break the huddle, and tip things off. This is Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton.
Welcome to Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We talk retirement. That's what Alan and Troy and Mercurio Wealth Advisors are all about, trying to help you figure out where are you on that road to retirement. Can you retire? When can you retire? Do you have enough? Will your money last? Will your loved ones be okay if something happens to you? Really, at the end of the day, you just want to know will we be okay if we retire? Well, the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors certainly can help walk you through all of that. The number, just to chat with them, have a conversation. Got some questions, you got some concerns, there's no cost. 502-273-1188, 502-273-1188. And of course, you can always go to the website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com, find out about upcoming events. Troy, you got classes coming up, Troy, anytime April, May, June, July? You probably got classes all the time.
Yeah, we have two sets of classes basically each month, whether they're dinner workshops or just class presentations, strictly educational. So log on to our website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com, see what dates work best for you. It's a one-night event, so it usually lasts about hour to an hour and a half, depending on which option you choose. So yeah, go to our website and check it out and see which date works best for you.
So there you go, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. All right, Alan, I'll start with you. And, you know, you go back to the lost decade, dot-com bubble bursting early 2000s, you throw in 9/11, mm-hmm. Then you go to the Great Recession, 07 to 09. And what they're saying today is, and I guarantee you we could find economists to say this is going to be the greatest year the markets have ever seen. And then you're going to find some that say this is going to be the end of it. You better get all the cash and, right, you know, get away. But an economist says the U.S., and the economist, I think it was David Rosenberg, he mm-hmm. says there's an 85% chance of going into recession this year, and 85% chance, that's the highest probability since the great financial crisis. Where do you come down on this?
Well, I think that if that's true, and Rosenberg is using a index, I went back to look at it, I think it's called the specific index that actually has been pretty accurate in the past. I mean, if that prediction is true, it's certainly troubling, and it's something that we want to be aware of and be at least prepared for. And I think it just, more than ever, it just proves that now's the time to get your fiscal house in order. And I know that when we build a plan, and Troy can talk about this too, that we start with a foundation. We always want to make sure that you have a strong foundation for income going into retirement, so that if your income is set and you know that how much you've got coming in on a monthly basis and it's going to meet your basic needs and expenses, then the market can do what the market does. I mean, the worst thing to do when you get into the market is to have everything in the market and then try to pull out of the market at specific times or put it into the market at specific times. They call that timing the market, and that's the worst thing that you can try to do. And most of us don't have the knowledge to do that. You know, it's been proven many times that it's just not possible to really time the market on a consistent basis. So the key is just having a good, solid financial plan. That's what we talk about every week on this show, making sure you have an income plan, making sure you have a tax plan, an estate plan, an investment strategy that works with your risk tolerance. All of those things are part of the planning process. And, you know, so when they make these types of predictions, hopefully it doesn't scare you out of whatever you're doing, because we need those ebbs and flows in the marketplace.
Yeah, it's not timing the market, definitely. That's very hard for anybody to do. It's, what do they say, Alan? It's not timing the market, it's time in the market.
Time in the market, right.
Taking care of that foundation first, making sure you have a solid ground for income. I mean, that's the strongest thing in your house that you build when a storm comes through. Even if a tornado comes, I mean, you all are out in the Midwest, we get tornadoes here. When tornado comes, wipes out a house, the last thing that's left, or maybe the only thing that's left, is that foundation. So if the market truly is going to be that aggressive, maybe hit a recession this year, if you have that income in place and you don't have to touch your at-risk portfolio, your market money, then you're able to still live the lifestyle that you want and allow your portfolio, your at-risk money, to come back over time without having to dip in that.
So what do you tell people, though, when people do get, boy, do you think I should go all into gold or silver? Boy, Bitcoin's gone crazy. What do you think? Are the market's going to go up, down, whatever? I mean, you don't really know. So the strategy is, hey, if everything goes great, you're going to be fine. And if things go bad, we've got a plan for that too, I guess. Is that how you do it? Kind of covering both ends?
Yeah, we always refer back to the fiscal house. You can't panic. In those knee-jerk moments when COVID hit, when the market went haywire, you definitely can't panic with what's going on. If you have your income set, that foundation of your retirement plan, then all that stress should, yes, it concerns you seeing your portfolio go down a little bit, but if you have your income coming in and you're getting that money, you're still able to live your lifestyle. You're not worried about being able to buy food the next month or being able to take that trip that you had scheduled because you know you have income coming in. So we know over time the market will come back. So if we're not having to rely on that at-risk money for the next few years, next 5-10 years or so, then your plan will work out. And that's what we did. That's what we always do. But during COVID and during those times that are really scary, that was the most important thing we did was sit down with clients, walk through their plan, and show them that their plan is still going to be successful throughout retirement, even with the volatility that we're hitting. But the main thing is don't panic with what's going on. And just not going to say stay the course, but make sure you have a plan. You know where the income's coming from. And it's going to come in on a consistent basis and not take a ton of risk with that portion of the portfolio, then everything else should fall into place.
Yeah, and I think, Mark, the other part of that is, and Troy just hit on it, the last part there is that when you retire, or as you get closer to retirement, you really need to take a look at the risk that you're taking in your portfolio. Because if we've got the income plan set and we have built out the plan to get you through your lifetime in retirement without running out of money, which is one of the key things that we try to focus on. We also want to make sure that when we have these, you know, little blips in the market or little panics in the market and things start to move around and everything, if you're not comfortable with your portfolio going down 10%, then we adjusted the risk tolerance inside that portfolio. A lot of folks that we see as they retire, they just keep on doing what they were doing when they were adding money to their portfolio every week or every month through their 401ks, and they were taking more risk and they keep on keeping on. And that to me is a recipe for disaster, because when you have something like this, a prediction where the market could drop like it did in 2008 or in recent years as well, if it dropped 30%, your portfolio is down 30%, then you are probably going to panic. But if the market drops 30% and you're only down 10 or 7 or 8, maybe you're not going to panic as much. So I think that having that complete plan, income, risk tolerance, tax planning, all of that together, it usually gives you the confidence to make it through anything in the market. That's why today we've got a special offer for everybody listening to really take control of your retirement and make sure that you're set on a path for financial success in your retirement. We're giving away our book, Retirement 360 Game Plan. It's an essential guide to navigating the roads to a stress-free retirement. It's a book that gives you the guide to prepare for retirement, gets those questions out in front of you so that you can ask those questions of a financial advisor to yourself, or just bring it to us and ask questions for what you need to prepare for. It's going to give you proven strategies to maximize your retirement savings, smart investment tips, essential insights to reducing financial stress, and all the things that you look at in retirement, how to choose your time for Social Security and all of that. So if you'd like a copy of the Retirement 360 Game Plan, just text the word book to 502-273-1188, or you can simply call. And we can make sure that you get that as well. We'll have to get some information from you to send it out to you. But again, you can text the word book to 502-273-1188 to get your copy today.
So, you know, when you're thinking about the markets, and if you lose money, if you lose 10% in the market, you need 11% to get back to even. If you lose 20%, you need 25% to get back to even. 30%, you need 43%. Lose 40%, you need 67%. Lose 50%, you need 100%, right? Because if you have $100, you lose 50%, you have 50. Gain 50% the next year, you're not even, because that you gain 50% on the 50, That's 25. It doesn't matter if it went the other way. Gain 50%, you're now at 150. Lose 50%, you're at 75. So either way, you're short. That's what gets complicated about it. And Troy, that Retirement 360 game plan, you do that kind of an analysis when people come in for that very first sit down appointment. You start looking at all their situation. You're kind of walking through their situation and how can you help them, I would imagine.
That's exactly what we do. The initial part during our discovery visit, what we sit down and do is just have a candid conversation about their situation, what their goals are, what they're trying to accomplish in retirement. And what our job is in the initial analysis is to put together what we've built as the Retirement 360 scorecard. It's really a report card on your retirement plan, and it hits on five main things. It hits on your income plan. Do you have an income gap versus how much expenses you plan on spending in retirement? Basically, the income that you have coming in. So you have $4,000 worth of pension, Social Security coming in, but you have an income need of $6,000. So you have a $2,000 income gap that you need to create on a monthly basis to cover your essential or your needed expenses or your needed income that you want going forward in retirement. And then another thing that we're going to look at is your tax plan. What are you doing now to prepare for any tax changes in the future? So we're going to look at your strategy now based on all the savings that you've put together over your career. What's taxable, what's pre-tax, what's tax deferred, and see what your total tax bill is on that nest egg that you've saved. And we're going to create a strategy or see if there is a way to create a strategy with the way you've saved up your nest egg to save on taxes over your lifetime. So what we tend to see is we can see somebody saving anywhere from 10 to 20% with some Roth conversion strategies that people always talk about or that you might be hearing about right now. If you do it the correct way and try to plan, because nobody knows exactly what the tax brackets are going to be in the future. We just know where we're at right now is where our national debt is and where taxes could go and where they're expected to go in 2026. And then one thing that Alan hit on earlier is the risk. We're going to do a full-blown risk analysis on what you're currently doing. What kind of risk are you taking with your current retirement savings? In the next 2008, the next financial crisis that happens, the market's down 53%. How much will your portfolio be down? Will it be down 40 or will it be down 10 like Alan was talking about, a little bit more conservative? So we really need to do that stress test on your portfolio just to see how your portfolio will perform in those certain scenarios. And then another key thing we're going to look at is your estate plan. Do you have your planning set up? Do you have your estate set up to where your assets, your worldly goods are going to go to who you want to in the most tax efficient manner and timely manner? So most people don't have all that set up. And if you do have your estate plan set up, it's 10, 15 years old. You did it when the kids were younger, maybe even way before that. But they are essential to creating a good, solid retirement plan that will give you a lot less stress in retirement. So what we'll encourage you to do is reach out to us, get a copy of the book, Retirement 360 Game Plan. It really gets you started on the process of creating your Retirement 360 Game Plan. Text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 502-273-1188. We'll ask you some questions in that text. Get the information back over to us. We'll follow up Monday. Get your address and we'll send you a copy of that book in the mail. So you'll have a hard copy of the book and then we'll get you out the retirement toolkit that will really get you started down this process. Again, text the word book to 502-273-1188.
All right, we're just getting started with Retirement 360 with Alan and Troy. Back with more with Louisville's retirement coaches right here on Retirement 360.
To get a copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text book to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text book to 502-273-1188 right now.
Hey, it's Tony Vannetti. You know, most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? That's a biggie. When's the best time to take Social Security? Another one. Is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have these similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You're going to learn a lot. You got to go to Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com and sign up. Register today. Seating is limited. So don't delay. Pick a time and day that works best for you. That's Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
So, you are not listening to a music station right now. This is still Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolden of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always learn more on the website, Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. You can always give them a call with questions. Boy, I wonder if I have enough. I think I've done the right things. I think I should be able to retire. I wonder if I can. Will our money last as long as we need it to? 502-273-1188. 502-273-1188. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. Key Largo, Montego, Jamaica. Alan, have you been to each of those or any of those?
I have been to Jamaica, been to Key Largo, but I've not been to Montego.
Where is Key Largo? I don't even know where it is.
Well, I'm assuming that's the they're talking about the Florida Keys.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Troy, you been to? Probably all of them. Take the young family out all about.
I have not been to any.
Take the young family out island hopping?
No, not quite. We'll get there.
Yeah. You got to take the kids swimming with dolphins at some point,
yeah,
right?
That doesn't sound appealing at this point.
It's
I can see my kids running on water right now if I were to do that.
But I think we get the idea. That was obviously the Beach Boys. But we're talking today about retirement, and hopefully you do get to go to the islands to get away during the winter months, what have you. But the problem is we're always so focused on the destination because that's the reason why we're going. But there's a whole process to be able to get there, the journey. So we know what that's like, right? Getting everything in order, like your passports, the IDs, tickets, luggage, grandchildren, maybe. Did I forget something? You know, that can be a stressful part. So, Troy, when you think about it, you've got three kids. So when you're going to take a trip, my guess is you don't just say, hey, Ashley, let's get the boys. Let's leave tomorrow at noon. Let's go on this trip. You probably don't do that very often. So you've got to properly plan the trip because you got a whole bunch of things you got to take care of before you can go, especially if you need passports and the like. I mean, it's kind of the same way going into retirement. We shouldn't just go do it. We should actually have a plan and a strategy to get through retirement, right?
That'd be ideal. Yeah, we've went on vacation over the past few years with our children, but it's always been driving somewhere and places where you can go to Walmart and grab whatever you forget or. But we're taking our first big vacation here in the next couple months. And it's actually a cruise where we are going to the Bahamas and doing a couple of islands. So soon as we booked that, and we probably booked it 6-7 months ago, we started planning everything. You're right. We got passports right away. We got all that stuff. We got lists going. We got a list to make a list to make another list. So there's
the
a
boys,
lot of stuff that we're planning for.
Yeah. So are the boys 7, 5, and 2 now?
They'll be 5, 4, and 1 at that point. So... yeah, don't judge me for taking a 1.5-year-old on a cruise, but everybody says it'll be great, right? It's the last year before our oldest starts school, so we're trying to get on those discounted rates before you have to go in season. So it's good timing for us. But just like when it's you're talking about retirement planning, you need to start early. You need to start talking about your income plan and talking about how to build your retirement portfolio before you're knocking on retirement's doorstep. There are a lot of times where I will sit down with somebody and they're like, I'm retiring next year and I want to make sure everything's set up. And we start to go through their portfolio and they are still invested, like they're 35, 40 years old, still putting money away, still being extremely aggressive with their portfolio. But that's all they knew because they've kind of been doing everything on their own. They've never really sat down with an advisor or retirement planner that has focused on this type of stuff. So we build out that retirement strategy that will give them and show them the income that they can create. That way, when they do retire in a year, 2 years, they know exactly where that income's coming from. They know how much it's going to be, how long it's going to last. They have all the details to their plan. So it takes a lot of the anxiety out of your retirement planning because you know the day you quit your job, when your income's going to start and where it's going to come from.
So, Alan, let's say that someone isn't quite ready to speak with a financial professional yet. They're not ready to come in and chat with you and Troy at Mercurial Wealth Advisors, but they do want to take an inventory of the decisions they're going to need to make in retirement. Is there anything you can provide them with to give them a head start? Is it just a conversation?
Well, I think the key thing is we do have a special offer today that we're running for everybody that's listening is to get a copy of the book that Troy put together. It's a detailed accounting of our process. So we call it the Retirement 360 Game Plan, and it's really an essential guide to helping you get started on that planning process. I mean, it tells a little bit about our story, but it also goes into all of the different areas that you need to think about. It talks about the questions you need to really ask, because that's one thing that we find a lot of times is people just don't know what questions to start asking, when to get ready to retire. When do I take my Social Security? What's Medicare like? How's it going to work different than my health care that I have now? Or should I take a Medicare Advantage plan over a regular Medicare supplement plan? And just all those types of questions that you're going to have to deal with. And some of them you just don't even know to ask. So you can get a copy of the book. As you're listening today, that's one of the things that we want to make sure that people that are listening that are getting ready to retire, getting ready for this journey, they have that information in front of them. So you can text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 502-273-1188. Get a copy of the book. We're going to ask you some questions, obviously get your address and everything to send you a hard copy of it. We'll actually send you a digital copy too. But then along with that, you'll get a copy of the retirement toolkit that will actually start walking you through that process. Once you get ready to start talking to somebody, then we're there to really help coach you through those first steps of planning your retirement and what's all involved with that. So again, you can text the word book to 502-273-1188. I think that's the first step that we would recommend, Mark.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense because you're walking them through the entire process, plus giving the background behind it. Great opportunity. Just text the word book to 502-273-1188. And so now Troy and Ashley are getting ready to take the kids on a trip. They got to go fly. And Troy, being the husband of the year, says, Ashley, you get first class. I'm going to sit back and coach with the kids, and you relax. That's a big man you are, Troy, to do that, I will tell you.
How did you know he did that?
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
But to be able to go first class or coach or just to go on a trip, you've got to have the money to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge, Troy, is, we all, I don't know, probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, you need $1 million to retire. Now they say, well, you need more than that. But you sat down with people that had $2 million, wasn't enough. You sat down with people that had $250,000, it was plenty, because it's about lifestyle. But you help people figure out what they need to be able to retire.
That's one of the main questions that we focus on is, what are you trying to accomplish in retirement? What do you want to do? And what's that going to cost you? Sometimes when Alan and I sit down with a prospective client, we ask that question and kind of get a confused look back. They're like, what do you mean? What do I want to do? How much do I want to spend? All this. They're like, I thought we were here to just talk about investments. And they don't understand yet that there's a lot more that goes into our planning process and what we focus on and how we build out these retirement plans. Call it more like purpose-driven investing. We got to know what our money's there for and why we have it and why it's allocated in certain buckets or why it's put in certain buckets to create income or be a little bit risky in other buckets. We need to know why we're investing in certain things. But knowing your goals and knowing how much you're wanting to spend and knowing what you're wanting to do in retirement, that's going to tell us how much money you need and how much income we need to produce into your household on a monthly basis. So like I've said a couple times already, that if we have that part built out, it takes a lot of the stress off of your plate when you do go into retirement, because those are some anxious times leading up to retirement. Lady I've that finally retired end of last year, we were planning her retirement. I think it's been we're deeply talking about for the past 2 years. So almost every month I had a conversation with her. And she finally pulled the plug and retired. And she called in, I don't know, the next month. And was just like, Troy, I am so sorry. I bugged the heck out of you for the past 2 years about this, but I feel great about everything we've done. And it was just like a huge relief off of her shoulders that she finally did it, finally got out of there. And she worked for the same company for 40 years. And that's just a lot for somebody to deal with. So being able to create these plans and try to take a lot of that off somebody's plate is a huge part of why we do what we do. It's just a great feeling to be able to help people out and point them in the right direction, show them strategies that'll put them in a better situation.
So if you'd like to chat with the team of Mercurial Wealth Advisors, all you have to do is give them a call. There's no cost, there's no obligation, there's no pressure. 502-273-1188. 502-273-1188. Now, if you'd like the book that Troy and Alan have talked about, the Retirement 360 Game Plan, all you have to do is text the word book to that same number, and you'll get the book. It's a great deal. No cost to you. Text the word book to 502-273-1188. And then Monday, they'll get that all taken care of for you, and you'll have a really, I think, a better understanding of where you are on that road to retirement and areas that maybe you didn't even think about you needed to consider. It's all in there. Retirement 360 Game Plan. Just text word book, 502-273-1188. All right, we're still on the trip. We're going to go take a plane to get to where we're going. When do we come back? This is Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Back right after this.
If you missed a show and want to catch up with Alan and Troy and the latest retirement planning topics, click on the media tab at louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Call right now. Schedule a 15-minute phone call to get started on creating your own Retirement 360 scorecard from Mercurial Wealth Advisors. 502-273-1188. That's 502-273-1188.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always learn more and about upcoming events. Troy always has a couple events going on every single month. Sometimes it's lunchtime, sometimes it's dinner time. It's louisvillesretirementcoach.com to find out when and where. Typically no cost. Every once in a while there'll be a class that has books and all that. Maybe you have to pay a little, but most of them, there's no cost. They're really a lot of times there for your knowledge, ability to learn more about retirement. Louisvillesretirementcoach.com. You can always call them with questions, 502-273-1188, 502-273-1188. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. We're taking a trip. We're flying to, let's say, Jamaica. So we got to fly to get there. We're not going to swim. It'd be a long swim. We'd be in really good shape if we could actually make it that far, I think. But we can't. We're going to fly. So one of the things that almost always happens on a plane, and we've even seen more and more stories in the news, a plane just dropped 500 feet and 20 people got hurt. It's crazy. Turbulence. Hopefully your plane stays all intact and no pieces fly off. That would be a positive. But turbulence is almost guaranteed, and it is a major source of anxiety for flyers. So, Alan, when you think about turbulence in the skies, because usually that comes because you're flying around mountains or you're in a jet stream or there's storms in the area. But what causes turbulence in retirement? And I would imagine some of that turbulence is probably out of our control. And some of that, maybe we could kind of re-navigate, you know, kind of navigate around it, I suppose.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, I think some of it is going to be out of your control. And that's one of the things that we do focus on when we're doing our planning is we want to give control to all of our clients and make sure that they can control what they can, if that makes sense. But I mean, turbulence in retirement can be a number of different factors. I mean, market volatility is going to be a form of turbulence. I mean, that's why we talk about risk and making sure that we have the right risk tolerance for your comfort level so that if the market does go down 20 or 30% and you lose 5% or 8%, you're okay with that. You're, you know, maybe not, you don't like it, but it's not uncomfortable, I guess. So market volatility is certainly a source of turbulence. Unexpected health issues can be another source of turbulence. Again, both of those things are out of our control. But if you have protection for those things, meaning your proper risk tolerance, you have for health care issues, you have the proper insurance plans that's going to take care of the financial side of that. Those are ways that you can kind of control that. So every area of retirement planning has something that you can probably do to either transfer risk or take some of that uncomfortableness out of that part of it. So building that plan, and that's why we spend so much time talking to our clients on the front end to make sure we really understand what their view is. You know, if we present some outcomes to them and say, hey, this is a possible outcome, can you live with that? And if they can't, then we say, okay, well, let's make some changes. Let's do something different than that. So building that plan and getting that input from our clients on the front end makes it so much easier on the backside of that when that turbulence actually happens.
So one of the things that my most fun on a plane is the takeoff. I love when they crank up the throttles and just go ripping down the runway and take off. Can't say I love landing because I'm like, how can that big plane land on those little tires? But we do, so that's a positive. But, Troy, when you think about it, when you go into retirement, there is some anxiety, just kind of like flying. Some people are better flyers than others. But how do you help clients get off on the right foot once they step out into retirement?
Well, it really all starts with that the plan, the Retirement 360 game plan. But what we've talked about a little bit today is the journey to getting to that point. And really what we're offering today is a copy of our book, Retirement 360 Game Plan. It really gives you the starting point of how to build your retirement plan yourself, some questions that you should ask, some proven strategies to help maximize your retirement savings, smart investment tips when growing your nest egg, how to reduce some risk in retirement. So to get started, just text the word book to 502-273-1188. We'll send you a text and get some information, get a copy of that book out to you. It's a good way to get started just down this journey. But once we actually get that game plan built for our clients, it starts off with that income. And they know the fact that they have that solid income plan already, that tends to relieve a lot of the anxiety because they know where their paycheck's coming from the month after they retire. So getting that first step out of the way is essential to building a good, solid retirement plan. And then what happens when you're on a plane? You get up in there to the cruising altitude, and then they start serving drinks and all that. And then you get to plan the rest of your retirement, make sure everything else is taken care of, and have your tax plan worked out to where you're not getting killed in taxes over the next 20 to 30 years of your retirement.
So we've all been to the airport when you check the board, right? The arrivals and departures, and ooh, looks like our plane's on time. Good. But there's always the ETA, right? The estimated time of arrival. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer than what we were hoping for. Sometimes the wind's behind us and we get there quicker. That's always a cool thing. But we are living longer than just about any generation before us. So it is hard to estimate. Alan, that's one of the crazy things I think. You have two things that I think are huge unknowns: longevity and healthcare. You don't know if we're going to have health issues. You don't know how long we're going to be here. How do you help clients answer that longevity question and even the healthcare question? Because those are two huge unknowns.
Yeah, I think, again, it's all in the interview. And one of the things that we'll talk about during that first meeting is, you know, what kind of family history you have to try to determine. Of course, that doesn't mean if your mom or dad passed away at 65, that doesn't mean you're going to. But if they had health risk or health situations that you might inherit some of those health situations, then, you know, those are things that we want to talk about. But I mean, some of the things that you can do to kind of protect yourself about that is maybe you delay Social Security benefits. You know, a lot of people nowadays come in and they right out of the gate, they say, hey, I want to start my Social Security at 62 because I'm afraid it's going to disappear and I'm not going to get any. Well, Social Security is probably going to change. There's no doubt about that. But the likelihood of it disappearing is probably pretty slim. So, you know, delaying it may not be a bad thing, especially if you're still working and you're making income. If you take it too early, then you're going to limit the amount of income that you can bring in, or it's going to be heavily taxed, or your benefits are going to be penalized, or there's a number of things that you may or may not know about Social Security. So delaying Social Security may be something to consider. You might want to look at some kind of a longevity annuity. Some of these annuities that are out there now are guaranteeing lifetime income. So once you start your income from the annuity, it could pay you for the rest of your life, just like a pension plan would. A couple other strategies that I can throw in there is just, you know, optimizing your withdrawal strategies, making sure that you're not taking out more than 4%. They call that the 4% rule, and I think it's still valid that if you are taking more than 4% of your portfolio on a monthly basis, you're probably going to put some stress on your portfolio. So we talk about those and building a diversified portfolio strategy. So all of this, Mark, we could sit and go on and on and on about this, but the key is that you got to have a consistent plan. You got to have a well-built plan and then follow the plan, implement it and follow it, and then adjust it as time goes on to make sure it's going to fit your individual situation.
All right, two more questions for you. Troy, you get this one because you're going on the trip with the family, 5, 4, and 2, plus your wife, so 5 of you. When you get to wherever you go, and you're going to be on a cruise, so they always have, the boat stops, you get to go on little excursions and do little side trips and all of that, but you've got a plan for those, you've got a budget for those. So what if maybe there's one that your wife wants to do, and you're like, Ashley, I don't know if we can really afford that one, and the kids are too young, they won't really care. I mean, money becomes a factor on some of these side excursions on vacations. What if we need a little bit more? How can you help bridge that divide when it comes to retirement? Hey, you have a little gap between what's guaranteed coming in and what you really need.
Yeah, it's all about sitting down, looking at the plan. And you bring up this cruise that we're going on. It's a Disney cruise. So they nickel and dime you to death. There's always something coming around the corner that you got to add in cost for. But it's really just knowing what you need, how much you can afford to spend, and making sure that it's not going to disrupt your plan over time. Make sure that $4,000 trip doesn't turn into a $10,000 trip with all these little add-ons. So it's what we do is sit down and update the Retirement 360 game plan on an annual basis and just make sure these little one-offs or these little things that come up throughout your retirement, whether it's health crisis or you got to buy a new car or you want to build that garage that you've always been wanting, make sure it's not going to disrupt your retirement. You can still have the retirement that you've always dreamed about, but we're going to put those numbers in just to make sure it does not derail anything before we actually take action.
So final question then about this topic, Alan, I'm going to give it to you because you think about when you travel and you and your wife, Leanne, you guys like to go places, but if you go out of the country, because if you're going from Louisville to Orlando, done it a million times, probably you don't really need a travel agent to help you do that. But if you're going from here to Paris and you're going to travel Europe, it might be nice to have a travel agent to help kind of guide you along the way. And if something happens, you can call them and go, hey, our room's messed up. Can you help us? That kind of stuff. That's really kind of what you guys are for retirement. You are the travel agent to help make sure their retirement goes as smoothly as possible, right?
Yeah. It's a great comparison, too. And I'm going to kind of say it this way. So what you're talking about is whether you hire a financial advisor or not. And I think the way I look at this is that back when I was 16 years old and you were buying cars that they were 1973s or whatever, you know, you could work on those cars. I could change oil on them. I could do whatever I needed to. But nowadays I can't work on a car, you know, because you need a computer. I was just talking to a buddy of mine that owns a body shop and a mechanic shop that he says you got to have all this stuff to work on these cars nowadays. And I get it. Financial planning is the same thing. Back in the day, you could buy stock, you could do some things on your own, and it wasn't that difficult. It's so much more difficult now to build a retirement plan. I mean, so much so, I mean, we wrote a book. Troy actually took our process and wrote a book called The Retirement 360 Game Plan. It goes through a little bit of our story as how we got started, but then it also talks about everything, all the steps that you have to take, all the things that you need to think about. You may not do everything. Not everything's going to be pertinent to you, but a lot of it's going to be. But it's going to give you a head start on planning your retirement journey so that you actually know what questions to ask and you know where to look for advice and how to get that advice that's going to be appropriate for you and your family. So if you'd like a copy of that, you can text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 502-273-1188. We're going to send you a text back. We're going to gather some information from you, obviously where we're going to send the book and all that stuff. And we'll send it out to you this today, Sunday, tomorrow's Monday. We'll get all this information to you. Hopefully by the end of the week, you'll have the book in your hand. But you can start going through that book and really understanding what your journey needs to be or what it's going to look like, some of the things that you need to address in your planning process. Then you can set up a 15-minute coaching call with one of us or an advisor here on the team and really start that planning process to get your plan set. So again, text the word book to 502-273-1188 and get your copy of that to get started on your Retirement 360 game plan.
So we're headed to our final segment of today's Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. We're going to have a couple random retirement questions, and then we're going to have a little segment where we get to know Alan and Troy a little bit better. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
Most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? When's the best time to take Social Security? And is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You'll learn a lot, and all you have to do is register. Seating is limited, though, so don't delay. To pick the day and time that works best for you, go to louisvillesretirementcoach.com to make your reservation. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton and the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
To get a copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text BOOK to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text BOOK to 502-273-1188 right now.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, you can always learn more and find out about upcoming events on the website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Questions? Boy, I hope I can retire. I wonder if I can retire. 502-273-1188, 502-273-1188. I'm going to give Alan and Troy a question or two, and then we're going to go to a little, not necessarily a rapid-fire segment, but we're going to give them some kind of off-the-beaten-path questions, right? Who's your favorite athlete of all time? What's on your bucket list? Some of that. We're going to hear what Troy and Alan what they come up with. Be kind of fun, I think. Get to know Alan and Troy a little bit better. But I'm going to first start with just a regular retirement question, Troy. And this is the question. What could be the impact on my pension if I decide to retire early? Is it kind of like Social Security? You could get less, I suppose?
You could. That's a very good question. It's a decision that a lot of people have to make when they do decide to retire. Most of the pensions that I see around here, you have few options how to take your pension, whether it's 100% just to you or you want to get a spousal benefit. I can tell you the most awkward conversation I've ever had with a prospective client is when we started talking about pension, income, all this stuff. I asked him, he's been retired for, I think it was 5 years at that point. He told me what his pension number was and how much he was getting. And it was a fairly substantial amount. I said, well, how much does your wife get if you pass away? He gave me kind of a weird look. I was like, man, I know where this is going. And he said, I actually chose 0% for my spouse. So that didn't go over very well. But you have all those choices when you are making a decision to take your pension. And usually that's not the right response because she was not happy with that answer. And I had to give them a little bit of time to discuss it. But you can take your pension out as a lump sum. You can create your own pension outside of that. So you do have a lot of options when making this decision, and definitely retiring early can affect that. There's a lot of companies out there right now that are encouraging people to retire. I think UPS was one of them here recently that are encouraging their pilots to retire a little bit early and trying to give a little bit extra as a lump sum to try to encourage them to get off the payroll, really. So are those options, and you need to really see how that affects your plan if you do decide to retire early. See if that lower amount of income will really affect you, or see if you can create more income from a different bucket.
In a way, Alan, it's almost like Social Security. It's not look at it just by itself. It's look at it with everything else, and let's figure out where you are. The lump sum option, because typically you could, as Troy said, you could leave your wife out of the picture, but you could include her. But the pension's not going any farther than that. You're not leaving the pension to the kids. That's not how they work. Right. So if leaving money behind, then I would think the lump sum is a more favorable choice. But that's a pretty big decision to take the pension the way it was designed, or to take the lump sum and now you control it. You better have somebody helping you not go through it too quickly, I would think. How do you look at that decision?
Well, I'd say that's changed over the last probably 10 or 15 years. I mean, 15 years ago, somebody had a pension. We just talked about the options to take the pension. And usually, again, probably 15 years ago, we didn't talk a lot about the lump sum because pension plans were much more solvent and had, you know, 100%, maybe 150% funding, and they were strong pension plans. Nowadays, a lot of times these pension plans are a little bit less strong, or a little weaker, I guess I should say. So now we start looking at those options. If you take the lump sum pension option, many times, as Troy said, you can build your own pension plan. And then when you build your own pension plan, say maybe using one of these longevity annuities I talked about in a previous segment, you don't have to make that decision. Your spouse is automatically going to continue on that income. If something happens to you, you don't have to take a smaller amount just to provide a benefit for your spouse. So you have that ability. And then also the added benefit, you said a minute ago, you know, we're not providing for our kids or anything, but what happens to that lump sum of money if something happens to both of you? Let's say you're both traveling somewhere in a car and you have a tragic accident. Both of you are gone in an instant. Well, now that you know, if you had that traditional pension, that may go away. Your family may not benefit from that at all. But if you've taken that lump sum and built your own pension plan, that benefit now goes on to your beneficiaries, to their kids or grandkids, however you've built it out. You're not giving it back to the company. And I think that's a key part that a lot of folks don't understand about pensions in general, is that maybe we get it for the next 20 or 30 years and everything works out exactly the way they say. But what happens if something else happens? If we have a major healthcare event and something goes wrong and we don't survive it, how does that play out for our spouse or our survivors? And that's one of the things when you build a solid retirement plan, include an estate plan, and all the other things that we talk about, tax planning, investment planning, all that. When you have all that together, we try to look at every possible scenario that could happen and say, are you okay with this outcome? If this outcome happens, is this going to fit your lifestyle? If it's not, let's change it. Let's, you know, figure out a different way to go around it. And I think the tools of a financial advisor that deals with retirement planning can now help you do that. And that's the value of having that relationship.
502-273-1188 if you'd like to chat with the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors. You think about it, pensions, there's a lot of options. 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare decisions. There's a lot on your plate. Why not have your own personal wealth coach, if you will, like Mercurial Wealth Advisors, to help guide you along this path, to help you make the correct decision. They're not going to tell you you have to do this or that. They're going to say, here's what we think the best two or three options are. Which one do you want to go with? But you're going to have a better understanding. You're going to have more clarity into your retirement picture. There's no cost for this. 502-273-1188. 502-273-1188. All right, I thought this would be kind of fun. I got some random questions here for you both. And just, we're going to get to know Alan and Troy a little bit better. All right, you guys ready to tackle this? You're excited. You're excited, Troy, aren't you?
Go pumped. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I knew you would be. All right, here you go. First question, and we'll go Alan, then Troy. What's on your bucket list, Alan?
What's on my bucket list? I've been extremely blessed in my lifetime with the lifestyle that we've been able to develop, helping other people create their planning and create their life retirement plans and stuff like that. There's not a lot of stuff that I have to do. I mean, one of the things that we've really discovered over the last 5 years is that less is more. I mean, we've been, for the last 3 years, we've been able to go to Florida in the wintertime and in an RV and stay in an RV. And a lot of people say, hey, there's no way I would ever do that. But it's actually taught me that I don't need a lot of stuff. So it's kind of cool that that's happened. But I guess on a bucket list, I think one of the things that I would like to do is there's a journey called the Great Loop. And the Great Loop is a river system that goes down the Mississippi, or down the Ohio, down the Mississippi, into the Gulf of Mexico, around Key West, back up the intercoastal of the East Coast, and back into the Great Lakes, and then reconnects to the Mississippi. It's called the Great Loop. Usually it takes about a year for people to complete that in a boat. That's something I'd like to do.
Wow. Troy, what's your bucket list item?
Mine is not that impressive.
It's not the loop?
No, it's not the loop. I mean, I'd just walk the loop around the building and I'm good. I think my bucket list, it's, for me, it's kind of hard right now because it's not really a ton of traveling. My kids are young. There's so much focused on the now and the next 10 years or so. I think one of my biggest bucket list, because I'm so focused on planning and making sure everything is so dialed in and we're ready for the next thing that's coming up, would be for just my wife and I to get in a car and just drive. Just go somewhere and not have any plans and just travel. Like, just drive around, go to a different city, do something that's not on schedule and we're not on task. We just do whatever we want. I think that would be a bucket list for me.
I like that.
Because I've never done it.
Yeah, I like that. And that would be something you could do. All right, favorite athlete of all time, Troy?
I would have to say, and I think most people my generation would agree with this, would be Jordan. Michael Jordan, great, great basketball player, great businessman. I mean, he's made more money after playing sports than he did playing sports. But watching those old games from the 90s of the Bulls, it puts me back in it. It makes me feel like a child again, and it's just pretty amazing to watch that and what they were able to accomplish.
Alan, Troy wanted me to ask you this one. What is your biggest pet peeve?
People being late.
That's exactly what I was thinking, is that that's probably my biggest pet peeve, and is that there are so many things that are out of our control on a day-to-day basis, but being late is usually not one of them. I mean, you know that you got to be somewhere at 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night or whatever. It's easy to do. You just show up. So I think being late has always been a pet peeve of mine. And I think that's something that we can take away for this segment today is don't be late planning your retirement. I mean, if you're getting started now and you're 5 years from retirement, you're on target. But if you know you're retiring next year, it's time to start that plan. So you can text the word book to 502-273-1188. We're going to send you a copy of the book that Troy put together about our process. It's called the Retirement 360 Game Plan. And it's actually going to start you on that process, on that journey of understanding what you need to do to plan for your retirement. Don't be late for this, folks. Pick up the phone. Dial the number 502-273-1188. You can ask for, you know, a copy of the book, or you can actually ask for an appointment to sit down with us or one of our coaches at Mercurial Wealth Advisors. Or you can text the word book to that same number, 502-273-1188, and get a copy of that book. So don't be late. Let's get it done today.
By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions on how to best utilize stocks, bonds, life insurance, annuities, and other financial products, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Donald Allen Mercurio and Troy Bolton are investment advisor representatives of Mercurio Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any client experiences discussed during the show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Mercurial Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency and does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Kentucky and Indiana.